Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week, it's another special, Tone.
I
can't
always special
myself with these specials. I know it's always special.
Yeah.
This week's show is a People Like You Records sampler special. They brought out a sampler with 20-odd songs on it. It's called Rock and Roll is the Devil's Music. But I've actually written it here as Rock and Roll is the Devil's Music. So here's our first Rock song of this special. This is Roger Miray and the Disasters.
Time to speak out, a time to be heard above all the noise. I can't hide the truth any longer. There's a time for action and the time is now. A fight will be heard from all around. I can't hide the truth any longer. We've all had enough.
You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Roger Miray and the Disasters. Well, he's the bloke. Was he in Rancid? Is he in Rancid? Is that how he goes there? I think he might have been. I don't know enough about Roger Miray and the Disasters. But anyway, that's on this People Like You sampler, Rock and Roll is the Devil's Music, or as I'm calling it, Rock and Roll is the Devil. It's rather Rock, Tony. That was a track called Gotta Get Up Now. What I want to know is, what is Roger Murray and the Disasters website?
RogerMurray.com?
No, thedisasters.com. Mm. Paulie B and the Internet One, Tony Nil. This is the point in the show when we always do your jokes and poems. The jokes are for a section called Comedy Suburbs. The poems are a section called Poetry Corner. Thank you very much, all of you, for not sending me anything in this week, although I have done something about it. And if you do want to send a joke or poem, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. However, I thought, if the mountain won't actually come to Mohammed, Mohammed's got to go to the mountain. So what I've done is I've brought a comedian into the High Woman's Lodge, Tony.
Excellent.
So please, all of you out there in Punky Radio Land, say hello to Simon Emmanuel.
Hello.
All right, Simon, so you are a Welsh comic based in Oslo.
Yes.
I know this much because I stay with you when I go there. In fact, we've slept together three times.
We have slept together three times.
You've not even let me spoon you. Now, you're doing a gig this weekend. We'll talk about that later on in the show. But right now, on the spot, have you got a joke for Punky Radio?
I've got a joke for Punky Radio on the spot.
Lean forward a bit.
My grandfather was one of the best escape artists in Wales. There was nothing that could hold him in. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. He's dead. He fell out of a roller coaster. That's one there. So, no one or...
Yeah, as long as it's better than that one.
went out for a drink last night, and at the end of the night, a friend of mine couldn't walk, couldn't see. So in the end, I felt guilty and gave his glasses and his wheelchair back, because a joke's a joke, and he's got to get on.
There you go. That's two for the price of one. One's frankly better than the other. I prefer the latter. If you prefer the former, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email. I've got a joke for you, and I prefer the former. Right, Tony, should we get on with the next song?
Yep.
God, you've already spoken in this bit, you lucky lad.
Yay.
This is, as all the tracks are this week, they're from the People Like You sampler special, Rock and Roll is the Devil's Music. I'm going to stop calling it Rock now, I'm boring myself. This is a band we played on the show before called The Creep Show. And this is a track called Creatures of the Night. Before you hear it, though, what is The Creep Show's website?
TheCreepShow.com.
No, TheCreepShow.ca. They are, of course, from Canada, Tony. But I maybe didn't mention that at the start, the games I play. This is Creatures of the Night.
Cold-hearted bloodthirsty creature roams in the night.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a creep show as featured on the People Like You sampler, which is out. I think it's out now. It might not be out for a week or two. You'll have to check via their website, which I will be asking you for shortly. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment on our wall. It's one of the quickest and easiest ways to get on, especially if you are on Facebook. So do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, and leave us a comment. That's what Morgan Anderson did this week.
Well done.
Who left a very nice comment saying, sitting on the train off to work, the only thing keeping me awake is Punky Radio. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Morgan.
Lovely.
That's very nice.
Very polite.
Now, we would like you to let us know what your favourite bands are, and I'm sorry that I haven't checked out the new Bomb Turks yet, but I will do. Comment from last week, I've been a bit all over the place, Tony. So that's it, is it?
That's it.
That's it. Well, thank you, Morgan, for being the one listener this week who fucking made an effort.
Exactly.
All right, this next band we've got, Tony, we'll talk about them afterwards, but I am going to play it straight off, all right?
Okay.
Rogers, Alice for Nicht. You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Rogers, who are a band, frankly, I've never heard of before, and a track called Alice for Nicht, which, of course, means...
All for Nothing.
All for Nothing. Look at you with your German language now. Starting going out with that, Steph, was not in vain. What other German have you learnt, Tang?
Some. I can't remember. What was the last thing? Kunstleder.
What was that?
Artificial leather.
Oh, of course. That's what every man needs. On a trip to Germany, I imagine that would come in quite useful, actually. Excuse me, do you have any artificial leather? Yeah. This way. Du gehst gerade aus. Yeah, now, problem.
Yes.
I can't find a thing out about this band, who I think are German, don't they, Austrian? I think they are German. So what I've done, rather than ask you for their website, I thought I'd ask you for the People Like You Records website. Before I do, bear in mind that the full title of People Like You Records is I Used to Fuck People Like You When I Was in Prison Records.
Mm.
Just so you know, all right? So what do you think People Like You Records or I Used to Fuck People Like You in Prison Records website is?
I'm going to stick at peoplelikeyourecords.de.
No, peoplelikeyourecords.com.
I'm not
falling for the internet free, Tony Neil. Oh, he's turning into right whooping. now then, did you do anything last week?
Various bits of house stuff and went to lunch with my parents today because they're off to Australia tomorrow for 3 months.
Oh, crikey.
Yeah.
That's nice. So I take it you're getting nothing for Christmas then?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've got both my sisters, one in New Zealand, one in Australia, and then my parents have gone over there as well. So.
Wow, if I haven't done that, you'll technically be an orphan.
Yeah.
Just when life couldn't get any worse.
Exactly.
I had a great weekend. I had no gigs.
All right.
Yeah, and on Friday night, I went out to a tweet-up in Hitchin, which is where people locally on Twitter who haven't met each other meet up and all that. And while I went down there, Tone, do you know what? Oh, I say, brilliant. I didn't realise that all these people that I'd been tweeting and flirting with were all yummy mummies. I was just out with a load of yummy mummies. It was terrific. Oh, I've never flirted so much in such safety.
Ah.
So I did that Friday, and when I'd out flirted myself on Saturday night, I went to the Red Line in Stevenage. It's all right, I'd had my jabs. And I saw a tribute band that I've seen before called The Pistols.
Mm.
They are the best Sex Pistols tribute. They're better than the Sex Pistols Experience. They're the best ones. And I know all the band, but I'm mates with the guitar player and the drummer particularly. And the drummer looks exactly like Al Murray. Right, well, not exactly like. He looks like a big fat lump of an Al Murray. Right, okay. And anyway, while he was driving, I thought, shit, you look like Al Murray. And I spoke to him after they did two sets.
Mm.
I spoke to him after the first set. I said, you know, you really like Al Murray? He goes, oh, don't. Everyone says it. I went, well, you know Al Murray's a drummer? He went, no. I went, yeah, he drums in a band that they dress up in like Russian gear. I think they're called T-44 or something, but they're named after a Russian tank. And he's the drummer in the band. They're a rock band. I said, I'll tell you what, I bet he'd love to dep for you in the Pistols. And this guy, Toby, the drummer, went, oh, that'd be amazing. So anyway, last night on Twitter, I noticed that Al Murray was out and about. He had a night off and he was out getting drunk in Cambridge. Good effort, pub landlord. He must have really done the heads in of the pub landlords in Cambridge, because Al Murray, the pub landlord, walks in and goes, 2 pints lager and a fruit-based drink for the lady. Just glass of white wine, fruit-based cocktail for the lady. Anyway, he was tweeting about each pub, and I just said, oh, by the way, I don't know whether you fancy drumming in the Sex Pistols band, but their drummer looks like you, and he's up for it. And he went, yeah. So I might be getting Al Murray to drum for the Sex Pistols. It could just be one of the best things I've ever done.
That'd be great.
But not these Sex Pistols. These ones are much better. So that was that. And then on Sunday night, I went to a movie premiere in Letchworth.
Ooh.
Check out my bad set, because you know that Simon Pegg's making a film in Letchworth at the moment called The World End. I've got another story about that for later on in the show. But on Sunday night, my mate Sean has made a film called The Addicted. He's the director of it, and he also stars in it, and it was a low-budget film. He's done the whole thing for 13 grand, which is amazing, because it's really stylishly shot and all that. It's, you know, it's not a brilliant film, but it's all right. But he got 300 people there, including local celebrities, including Kim Wilde, who I sat right behind.
Ooh!
And they had a red carpet there, and as he walked in, the the place, the front doors, there's a paparazzi bloke there taking photos of everyone who walked in. Anyway, this beautiful couple walked in front of me, he took their photo, I walked in, he ignored me, I just kept going, next couple, get their photo taken. I think he was scared about taking a photo of a bloke on his own in case I was nothing to do with it, I'd walked in the wrong place. But yeah, had a fantastic time there, and bumped into my mate Dave, I'm talking a lot here, bumped into my mate Dave Phillips, who was there, who I haven't seen for over a decade, who's the guy, Dave Phillips and the Hot Rod Gang, and he's now back in, he's living in Luton at the moment after living in New Zealand for the last decade, and they're going to be recording an album next year. The drummer is Rob Tyler, who's the drummer in Wrestler, so I did the sleeve notes for everything, fucking works out basically.
Okay.
Dave is going to send us one of their new tracks as soon as they've got it, and we're going to feature on the show, and he's also hopefully going to give us a t-shirt in time for the Christmas competition, which we're going to start from December, which is getting together right now, and I've now finished talking, sorry.
Okay.
Anything you want to add?
No.
Simon?
That was quite a nice little rant there, Paul.
I'm exhausted.
It was brilliant. I spent the weekend, Friday I did a charity gig in Bridgend, Saturday did a fucking birthday party, and Sunday I cried. It was awful.
Like any gig in Bridgend is the charity gig. Well, no, it's more missionary.
Oh, it was awful. Worst run I've ever done.
That was it. On Sunday I cried. That is welcome to my world. Right, Tony, so we're going to do two songs in a row now.
Okay.
So we played Roger Murray and the Dancers, they're American, Creep Show from Canada, Roger's Germany. How about two songs in a row now from English types?
Good.
Sound good, doesn't it? So stay tuned for People Fennec. Yeah, I know, I can't believe we're playing it either, those of you who are regular listeners to the show. We'll talk about him afterwards. Again, all of these songs are on this People Like You sampler, which is why we can play anything we want, because they've sent us a sampler, etc., etc., on this Cock and Roll is the Devil's Music. Right now, a band called Buster Shuffle. We've played one track by them before, and I don't think they were signed to People Like You when we did, but they are now. They're brilliant. They're kind of English, sort of poppy, interesting indie ska. Oh, you get the idea. What I want to know is, what is Buster Shuffle's website?
BusterShuffle.com.
No, BusterShuffle.co.uk. Only being in it for Tony Neil, Elvis versus Wack.
Yeah, I don't speak Spanish, and I've got nowhere else to go. So listen, listen to me. I'll make you happy before I break you into three. But only if you say so. Yeah, I'm not really sure what was going on, but it felt just like you were there. Not listening to you. You build it up, break down, and then you shout the news. But only if you say so. Yeah, I'm not really sure what was going on, but it felt just like you were there. It caught me unaware, and it's something so unpredictable. Said I'm not speaking to you. That's what you said. I'm not feeling too good. That's what you said. We'll be right back.
cramp.
Every single morning, every fucking day, I hear them talking and they won't go away. They tell me what to do and where I've gotta go. Doesn't matter what I say, they don't leave me alone. Evil little schemers and a million dirty thoughts. Things I've got to smash to pieces, lessons to be taught. A thousand demons scratching at me, pulling me apart. Doesn't matter what I try, it always gonna start.
To Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was People Fennec, who is the lead singer of Meteors, who, as you know, we had a problem with when we first started making the show, so we couldn't play their stuff. But then they brought out an album, Raucous Records, and Raucous Records said we could play whatever we wanted off it, and I went, Yabu sucks. But I'm actually really pleased that we can play that song because I really, really like it. And again, it's off his latest solo album, and it is sampled on the people that you sample, rock and roll is devil's music, etc. What I want to know is, Tony, what is People Fennec's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/PeoplePenFennec.
No, Facebook.com/PeopleFennec. Official! Hey. Psychobilly bands love putting official on the end of it. I don't know why. But anyway, poorly being internet 5, Tony Neil. Have you got any gigs for us?
Yes.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar. Your likeliness.
Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. It hasn't moved, so on Denmark Street in London. On Sunday, there's an open mic night, so I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday. But if you fancy going to a mic night that is open, do go down on Sunday.
A mic night that is open, well, as opposed to a mic night that's shut.
Exactly. So this Thursday, Daniel Healy, Mr. Miller, Penny Orchards, CC Smugglers, and a late set from the Swabler 3. So right. Hieronymus Bish Bosh night.
Oh, Hieronymus Bish Bosh. Right, I'm going £6.
It is £6.
Nice.
Friday night, the Roughneck Riot.
Whoa!
Lagan, Bobby J.
Riot, brilliant.
Bobby J and Hot Teeth and Johnny Rhino. It's a Bamalam night.
Bamalam. Well, Roughneck Riot, we love, don't we?
We played, haven't we?
We played them several times on the show. And I did Strummer Camp with them a couple of years ago.
Brilliant.
Really, really good. £6.
It is £6.
Yeah, I'm on a hat trick here.
And Saturday, 1st of December, Dead Man's Chest, Drip Back, Pay the Price, Cast Iron Jaw, and When and When Gods Burn. It's Eruption Records night.
Good Lord! Good Lord! I imagine there'll be a maypole and Morris dancers skipping around it at this one.
Yeah, handing out love arts at the door.
What's the Gods one called?
When Gods Burn.
When Gods Burn. Who's your favourite band? When Gods Burn. Right.
How much do you think?
£6.
Yep.
Yeah, 666. Fabulous. I got all three. It's the first time in a while I've got all three.
Yeah. That's it.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12. Someone else get in touch. I'm sick of these blokes. Now, one last thing about the 12 Bar. You might remember the week or so ago, we mentioned when Trailer Trash Orchestra and Finger Choppers were playing at the 12 Bar Club.
Mm.
I went and got my Barnet done today at Felix's Handboys. And who should be working in there that day but Hazel, who is the lead singer of the Finger Choppers. So there you go. It all ties in.
Excellent.
It all ties in. Time for song 6, Tone.
Okay.
I thought I'd play something nice and gentle. This band would fit into a Eruption Records night. Wait till it is. Band called Slime. And another German band. And singing in German, so you'll like this. What I want to know is, what is Slime's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/slimeband.
No, MySpace.com/slime79. It's a numeric 79. Paulie B and the internet and Simon Emmanuel. 6. Tony. 0. This is Revoluta!
Schritte zu die nichts. Wenn wir ihnen das Licht ausdrehen, kann kein Bürger nichts mehr sehen. Lass die Lampen stehen, ich bitt, denn sonst spiel ich nicht mehr mit. Doch die Revolution lachte und die Gaslaternen krachten und der Lampenputz erschlich fort und weinte bitterlich. Dann ist er zu Haus geblieben und hat dort ein Buch geschrieben, ähnlich wie man Revolutz und dabei noch Lappen putzt. Oh, er war ein Revoluzzer. Oh, er war ein Revoluzzer. Oh, er ging im Revoluzzer-Schritt mit den Revoluzzern. Oh, er war ein Revoluzzer.
Flap face.
You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I like that song, you know. Revoluta. Harsh. Harsh, isn't it? Are you doing anything this week?
No. No, not really.
One day, everything will be all right.
After December the 8th, I might start knowing when it might be all right.
That's an early date for you, isn't it? That's good.
Yeah, well, that's when I get to see a guy about an operation.
I didn't realise it was like that.
Well, you know.
That's when I get to see a guy. Oh, well, look, absolutely best luck with that. We're looking forward to you being back on your feet properly.
Thank you.
I'm doing stuff this week, but I'm doing it with Simon. So okay. I thought I'd hand you back over to Simon Emmanuel to tell you about the Oslo Comedy Clubs this weekend in Oslo.
Right, brilliant, yeah.
Looking forward to it.
This weekend, Friday and Saturday night. As always, I host a Friday, Paul hosts a Saturday. And normally we have the same lineup, Paul, but we've got a bit of a mix-up this time, haven't we?
It is a mixed bag.
We've got the brilliant John Mann headlining, who's a legend on the comedy scene, isn't he?
Who does that other thing in the bath?
He's an absolute legend. About 10 years jongler's experience.
He's a terrific guy.
Yeah, and support for the Paul has somehow managed with an Icelandic beatboxer called Beata. Beata Gudjonsson, I think his name is. Apparently, he's quite big in the Scandinavian scene.
It's Beata, isn't it?
Beata. I think it's pronounced Beata. I'm not sure.
Fair enough. All right. And a lovely little girl called Eleanor Christiansen.
Yes, that's right.
Where is she from?
She is half Thai and half Norwegian because we.
That's a recipe for sex, right there, Tony. I don't care what she's like.
We saw it in Ditra de Hagen, didn't we?
We did.
A set in Norwegian, and even though we couldn't understand a single word that was being said, we laughed, and that was enough.
I was laughing at every word because she was little, she was cute, and she was half Thai, half fucking Norwegian. She could have been doing the biggest load of bollocks of her entire life. And I'd be going, you're so funny, Eleanor. What's she doing later?
I think it's a testimony to someone being a good act if we've not understood a word they said, and we still said, you've done well there.
We could tell. So, is this going to be her first go in English?
This is her first English speaking gig. I did try to get her a couple of months back when I was talking to you about it, but she was getting married, so fair enough.
Why did you have to tell me that? Let my life on live radio.
Well, that's why I put her on your bill, Paul. I didn't want her anymore. I said, you can have her for that one, and I'll have. I've got Jim Swan.
No, hang on.
Jim Swan?
Hang on.
Jim Swan. Yes.
You Welsh cunt. You've got Jim Swan. Don't give a fuck about Jim
madness.
Swan.
Jim Swan, English act from Oslo. And I've also got.
How can he be an English act from Oslo?
He resides in Oslo. He's an English act who lives in Oslo.
Right, okay.
But same as I'm a Welsh act from Oslo, I suppose, on that, if we're going like that. That doesn't make much sense. And I've got Hamani Falrouk.
That's easy for you, though.
It's actually not. I struggled. Hamani Falrouk, who's a Norwegian comedian, who I saw again at Detrehagen, who did really well. He's a very physical comedian, so I don't think you'll have any problem translating through to English. So that's the Friday and the Saturday night at the Dirty Cow.
And what's the address of the Dirty Cow, Simon?
24 Toolbocata.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, find out more about it. What website?
Oh, if you want to find out more about it, you've got two options. You can either go on the Dirty Cow Facebook page or
www.oslocomedyclubs. We don't do the W's on this show, Simon. I should have warned you about it before. Drop the W's.
Oh, okay. oslocomedyclubs.com/WordPress.
No, oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com.
Oh, there we go. That's why I couldn't find it.
It's a good job I'm here. Anyway, that's this weekend. If you are around in Oslo and you're rich... If you're single, come down. I'm so alone. So, that'll be this weekend. It'll be fantastic. And you can find out more if you go to lastminutecomedy.com and click on Oslo. It'll take you through to the long website that we just said.
And if you fancy it, you can come and join me and Paul for some chicken and potato earlier in the day.
If you'd like a department store lunch, the kind of which when you see old people going to Littlewoods and you go, you poor, poor people. That's the only way we can afford to eat in Oslo. Fuck me. Right. Yes. Two songs left this week, Tank.
Okay.
Right. Next up, band we've never played on the show before, I don't think. Band called Deadline, who are a girl-fronted UK punk band. That actually, again, I've got a link here. In that Andy Davis, the guy who recorded Goths on Holiday, recorded one of their albums and complained that they refused to leave concert pitch and he wanted it to sound rock by down... keying, down tuning, whatever it is. And you might remember he got me to down tune Goth and Holiday, and I could hardly sing the fucking thing. It was so like only whales could hear it. Not where Simon lives, otherwise they'd all have been joining in with a lovely chorus. Anyway, this band are great, and I saw them at what was it called, what was the punk festival, Wasted, when it was Wasted Punk Festival, now it's Rebellion, but I saw them at Wasted. They were fantastic. And what I know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/deadline.
No, MySpace.com/deadline UK nil. Paul WB and the internet and Simon Emmanuel from Wales and Oslo. 7.
Bollocks.
Tony. Nada.
Bollocks.
This is Deadline. This is serious. You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Deadline. And this is a twat.
No, it's not.
Oh, isn't it?
No.
Go on then. Go on, tell us the bad news.
Yeah, so, yeah, no twat again. The year twat is pretty much gone down the same hole as my health. So please do email me.
That's an unfortunate turn of phrase.
Isn't it? If you do know a twat, please do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Please do that. All twats received with thanks.
Yeah, and get on with it. We're running out a year.
Yeah, there's not a lot of year left.
Christmas. I'm desperate for it.
But in the interim,
we should call this feature "Isn't a Twat."
Isn't a Twat. Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, why don't you tell people about things we want them to do, not that they're not going to do either?
Yeah. So in the light of that, we do need your iTunes reviews. I checked today, and we haven't had any new ones. So please do review us there. It takes but a moment. It's free and really does help us out. So go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the iTunes music store where you can review us. So log in, review us, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature it on the show.
Right, before we play the last song, let's just talk through Simon's outfit. Like, I've only just looked at this, I've only just noticed it. I can't think, he looks like some bloke who's woken up Christmas morning, he's opened his presents, he's got his Christmas jumper, and he thought, you know what, this would really go well with some golf shoes and some, what colour are those slacks? What are you calling those? Grape?
I'm going to go for burgundy.
Burgundy.
Yeah.
Burgundy slacks. I've only just noticed. He looks like a fucking Burton's dummy. He looks like he should have a jacket slung over his shoulder and be pointing at the sky with a bloke next to him laughing. Do you know the picture I'm on about? He said, you should be in a cat. I'm going to take a photo now and I'm going to put it on the Punky Radio Facebook page because I don't even just noticed it.
Brilliant.
You might have to stand up.
I've been visually abused on radio.
Stand up there. Stand back. I want the shoes in.
Okay.
That's it. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That is proper crap. You've got to wear that on stage, man. You won't need to tell a joke. You'll become a visual act. You'll be Oslo's Mr. Bean. So yes, if you do have a twat, I've got one right here. So if you do have a twat, do email tony@punkyradio.com. Type your email is a twat. Right, last track. Got an exclusive for you, Tony.
Okay.
This is not from the People Like You sampler special, but it has come via Simon Says and my mate Simon Knott, and hello Simon, who does the People Like You stuff as well. And it's a band called Hancocks. Have you heard of Hancocks?
No,
that's because they're a new band, Tony. But you know who the lead singer is?
No.
Pip Hancocks from Guanabats.
Okay, cool.
It's an offshoot band for him that does sound quite Guanabatsy, in that most of the guys in the band are people in Guanabats as well. But what he's got Johnny Bowler, who is the drummer in the US Guanabats, has come forward to play stand-up bass. And when I heard about this band, I got in touch with Johnny Bowler and said, why is it called Hancocks? As far as I'm concerned, it should be called Bowler. He went, I'll suggest it to him. But anyway, this is their new album now. That's out now. It's a little bit different, but it's still got psychobilly leanings. It's a bit more rock and roll, I suppose. Really interesting album. It's out in the next week or so. Do check them out. Best way to do that is to go via their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/Hancocks.
No, facebook.com/Hancocks Band. And Hancocks is HANCOX, which makes it, Tony, a whitewash. Being the internet and Simon Emmanuel dressed like a weirdo. 8-0. As you know, when there's a whitewash, Tony, you're honour bound to take your clothes off and run around the pool table.
Already naked.
Oh, fair enough, that's all right. You were prepared for this, weren't you? this is Eleanor.
Upon the hill. prepared to bleed and flush away the flow of lust that lies within.
That was Hancock's and a track called Eleanor from their new album. Thanks everyone for listening this week, and thanks to everyone who's tuned in on the various internet stations that we're on, which are...
They are the Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. All of you on Padunk, Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, and finally extrememetalradio.net, X-T-R-E-M-E metalradio.net.
It's not metal, but it is extreme.
It certainly is.
And we are shortly going to be on a new station, aren't we? Which is... That's made you think, isn't it?
Free Speech.
Freeze Peach. Yeah. And we'll give you more information about that when they are up and running.
And also, Extreme Metal Radio will soon be changing their name. But we'll have more news in the next couple of weeks.
Is it going to be called Punky Radio?
Extreme Punk Radio.
Extreme Punky Radio. Just us on all the time. That is extreme.
Yes.
Thank you very much for tuning in. Please do... you know when they'll all start getting in touch? When I do the bloody Christmas competition.
Yeah.
As soon as that comes out, when there's 30 CDs loaded t-shirts up for grabs, they'll all get involved then. Thank you very much for listening this week. That's about it. Thank you very much for coming in, Simon.
Oh, Simon, enjoy. Thank you.
I look forward to spending the next few days with you. Let's see how much of that we spend in bed together.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Tony. Hopefully, but say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog!